Good day and welcome to the MHG Q1 2014 International Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Paul Jørgensen, Treasury Manager. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Yes, welcome everyone. Start off by having a look at page two, the forward-looking statement that needs to be there. We turn to page three for the highlights for the quarter. We have a record high operational EBIT this quarter of almost 1.1 million Norwegian kroners. All-time high prices in Norway and Canada. The result is partly offset by contract coverage and high costs in Norway. We succeeded with a very successful convertible bond last week of 375 million. We also are expecting to receive the payment for the sales of the Shetland and the Orkland Islands, and we are expecting to receive 122.5 million pounds for that. We are proposing 5 Norwegian kroners of the dividend to the AGM on the 22nd of May. This has been one of the best, or is in fact the best quarter we ever had. So I will run through the key financials, and if you turn to page 4, we have an operational revenue of 5.9 million Norwegian kroners, billion Norwegian kroners, from 3.7 in Q1 2013. Operational EBIT of 1.1 billion from 400 million Norwegian kroners in 2013. Cash flow from operation 1.2 billion Norwegian kroners. We had a net interest bearing debt at the end of the quarter of 7.5 billion Norwegian kroners. We have net cash flow from share of 1.75 Norwegian kroners and underlying earnings per share of 1.8. Brings us to a return on capital employed of 21.5%. Harvest volume is 92,000 during the quarter compared to 80,000 last quarter. Price is high and up in each and every region. We have we see that the operational EBIT per region, you can see down the lower part of the table there. Norway came in at 12.8 kroner per kilo. Scotland at 12.7, and those two regions had the relatively high contract volume from with the 40% in Norway and 64% in Scotland. Canada, which is basically spot market, had an operational EBIT margin of 19.10 Norwegian kroners. Chile is coming in at 6.7 with a contract share of 29%. Now if you turn to page 5, the global supply growth this quarter was around 4%. You see it's pretty much all-time high prices in each and every region. You see all the reference prices here in this table. We turn to page 6, or slide 6, where you see the price achievement per region. We had a, if you start in Norway, you have a relatively low price achievement of around 94%. This comes is due to a high contract level and a high a little bit of treatment of sea lice and etc. in Norway, in the northern part of Norway. Scotland is also not at its best. It's at 92%. We have Canada, who has almost 100%, and Chile is above. If you look at the superior share, it's actually very good in Norway and in Scotland, whether we see some winter wounds and stuff in Canada for this quarter. We turn to slide 7, where we go through Norway. Operational EBIT of 706 million on a harvest volume of 55,000 tonnes. Operational EBIT of 12.8 Norwegian crown per kilo. There was all-time high prices in the quarter, as mentioned. We had some adverse impact of sales contract that was entered into before the quarter, and which actually is partly why it's not as high as one would expect. We have a high sea lice awareness in this region. Turn to page 8. Here is an overview of Norway's sales contract portfolio for the coming quarters, where you see this is a normal what you would expect for Norway, where you have where contracts entered into. We are entering into a contract period now, so this is as if as of the 30th of March. We turn to slide 9, where we have can see the different regions in Norway, where it's split up by operational EBIT per kilo. We have a very good quarter for region west of 15.98 øre, and region south also quite good at 13.73 øre. In the region mid, we had 10.85, and region north 9.72. This is due to some sea lice and ISA in region north. We turn to the Scottish operation on slide 10, where we had a operational EBIT of 133 million. Harvest volume 10,000 tons. Operational EBIT per kilo is 12.6. It was a high contract level in Scotland, as it normally is, at around 60%, and prices were very high. We do see that we have some high costs in the quarter and a good biological status at present. We turn to slide 11. The Canadian business, we had operational EBIT of 122 million Norwegian kroners on a relatively low harvest volume. Which gives us an extremely good EBIT per kilo of 19.1. This is, as I mentioned, mainly spot market. We therefore get the full effect of the high prices we see for the quarter. The volume reduction is temporary, is because we have gone away from areas where we have experienced Kudua, and that is one of the reasons why we see lower volume. Q1 is typically a very strong quarter for Canada, and we expect increased cost for the remainder of the year. Turn to slide 12, Chile, where we have an operational EBIT of 119 million on 17,000 tons, which gives us an operational EBIT per kilo of 6.7. We have fairly satisfied with that result. It's positively impacted by high prices for the quarter. But we do see some structural issues for this region in the short and long term. We turn to Ireland and Faroe Islands. In Ireland, which is a small operation, we have an operational EBIT of 4 million with an operational EBIT margin of operational EBIT per kilo of 8.7. Small operation, but we do earn money, and that's good to see. When we turn to the Faroes, it's an extremely high operational EBIT per kilo of 20, almost 21 NOK per kilo. It's a harvest, a small harvest volume though, but its operational EBIT was 44 million. We go over to slide 14 for value-added products, VAP Europe. We have an operational EBIT of minus 25 million. This is due to the fact that we are closing down some parts in France. We're going from 13 to 8 processing plants, but still not satisfied with the performance that is done in the quarter. Turn to slide 15, Morpol. Relatively good quarter for Morpol. We have a break-even for Morpol, which is set around 44 NOK per kilo. You know, the spot has been around 46 NOK per kilo. So this is fairly good. We see good operational performance for Morpol. So I'll turn to slide 16, which is the feed factory project, fish feed factory project, and we are happy to inform you that everything is on schedule and on plan, both time-wise and on budget, and this is expected to start processing in June, July. So we can then go to slide 18, where we can go a little bit more deep into the figures. So we start with the P&L. As mentioned, the operational revenue, 5.9 billion Norwegian kroners, at an operational EBIT of 1.1 billion Norwegian kroners. The fair value adjustment of biological assets has to do with IFRS adjustments, and it's 208 for the quarter. We have some onerous contracts or provisions. It's 87 million. We have income from operation from associated companies, which is 14 million, which ends up at the EBIT of 986 million Norwegian kroners. Net financial items 22 million, and earnings before taxes 1 billion. This gives us a net cash flow per share of 1.75 Norwegian kroners, and an underlying EPS of 1.8. As mentioned, is a return on capital employed of 21.5. We turn to financial position and the balance sheet on page 19. We have pretty much the same situation as we had at the end of 2013, Q4 then. We have a total asset of 32.8 billion Norwegian kroners. We have equity of 16.4, non-current liabilities of 12 billion, current liabilities of 4.2, which gives us a total equity and liabilities of 32.8. This gives us an equity ratio of almost 50%, 49.9%, and a net interest-bearing debt to equity to on 45.8. We turn to cash flow on slide 20. We started off in Q1 on NIBD, or net interest bearing debt, of 7.8 billion. We have an operational EBITDA of 1.3 billion. We have paid some taxes of 96 million, and this gives us approximate a cash flow from operation of 1.2 billion. CapEx for the quarter has a net of 373 million. We continue down here. We see a dividend distributed of 510 million, which is without withholding tax. Gives us a net interest-bearing debt at the end of the period of 7.5 billion Norwegian kroner. Can turn to our guidance on cash flow for 2014. On slide 21, we have a working capital build-up of 800 million. We have a capital expenditures of one total of 1.7 billion. That is 1 billion that expected to be on maintenance and 500 million on structural investments and on or organic growth. We are still expecting feed plant to have an outflow of 200 million Norwegian kroner. Interest expenses is set at around 360 million Norwegian kroner, where the run rate for the future will be a little bit lower on at 300 million. Tax payable will be 250 million. As mentioned, the quarterly dividend for this quarter is 5 NOK per share, and we have also set a NIBD target at 7.5 million, which is actually, if you calculate, around 15 NOK per kilo for farming. On slide 22, we have an overview over our financing. The new here is on under convertible bond, where we have issued in April this year 375 million euro convertible at the annual coupon of 0.875%, with a premium of 35 on the contract on the share, which we are extremely happy with. We turn to slide 23, where we see the development in supply. We have a total of increase in the global harvest volume of 4%, and which is in line with our expectations. 1.5% of this is in Europe and 9% in Americas. The details is listed here. I don't know where you could see where you find interest, if you find any interesting figures here, what would be that, maybe North America is down 26.7% and Chile is up 19.6%. We turn to slide 24. Here is the price development again. You could look at the development in Norwegian kroner, the change versus Q1 in 2013. Norway is 31.5%, and Chile is 31.5% there as well, while whether North America has actually 52.1%. If you look at the local currency or the sales currency, this is for Norway 17% and 21.6% for Chile, and North America 40% increase. So an extremely high price this quarter, as mentioned. We turn to slide 25, the global volume by markets. Here you see a total increase compared to Q1 2013, 2.9% up. We see big changes in Brazil, where you have an increase of 30.6%. You have a decrease in Russia of 11.7%. Very strong demand in the U.S. market and increased import from Europe. The Russian consumers are sensitive to the high prices. We turn to industry supply outlook on slide 26. We estimate for our industry, estimate is for 2014 is between 4% and 10%, but the most of this will come from Norway. And if you look at detail here in Q2, in the middle here, you see 6% to 11% in the near future, where the later part of the year is between 3% and 11%. We turn to slide 27. Here our volume guidance for 2014. We increase from last time we had this from 405,000 tons to 417,000 tons. This increase comes mainly, is already done in the Q1, where we previously had 80,000 tons and now have 92,000 tons. We can go to our outlook on slide 28. We expect our strong demand to continue, and we see a forward price of around 39 NOK per kilo for Q2 through to Q4, which is in fact a little bit lower than the spot prices we see today. We see our focus area will be for the feed factory to successfully develop this and get the feed factory up and going. We are looking at new acquisitions, as mentioned earlier, still in Norway and in Chile. And we, of course, will focus on integration with Morpol. Challenges we see is a high sea lice awareness in Norway and in Chile. This remains concerning, and we are hoping for risk adverse regulatory change in Norway. Quarterly dividend of 5 NOK per share is proposed to the AGM, and that's about it. So, operator, if we can, might go to Q&A.
Certainly. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everybody to signal. Our first question today comes from Gianmarco Bonatina of Equitia. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. A couple of questions. The first one, if you can elaborate a little bit more on the current status of the regulation in Norway. So what are the recent updates and when we could expect the parliament or the government to enforce the new regulation. The second is about the feed. I see in the report it is mentioned that the company may evaluate a second plant. So is this already something that you are working on, and how likely is that later this year or next year you will start to build a second factory? Thank you.
Hi, this is Christine Gramstad. I'm Global Director of Communications. I will try to answer your question. first question is about regulations in Norway. Is that the ministry is currently working on average MAB. Marine Harvest has advised against due to the biological factors. We think that it's important that we have the sea lice situation under control in Norway before growing. We expect, the ministry has said that they expect to have a decision before summer. Regarding the new feed factory, we are working on finding a location. We will then present the case for the board, complete with location and production estimates and what kind of investment costs we see, and we expect this to be presented to the board for a decision in the first half of 2015.
Okay, sorry, just a follow-up on the regulation, because I read somewhere recently that the government was working to present a white paper. Maybe that could take a while, so maybe a decision could be taken next year. You still think that so a decision should be taken before the summer?
Yeah, the minister has said that they will make this decision separate of the white paper. That's the indication we have now, and that they will come with a decision on this before summer, and then they will also work with the white paper.
Okay, but sorry, if they take the decision before the summer, what is the point in doing this white paper, which will not be useful, because if they decide on a new regulation, then they should not do a study, no?
That's a very good question.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. If we have any further questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. We have no further questions in the queue at this time.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, and I guess that's goodbye then.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.